Rodrigo.
My name is Somber.
What's up, LA? It's Zara Larson.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
LA's number one hit music station and my number one preset on the iHeartRadio app.
Making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on all night. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. I can come and slide right in. A satellite ain't even that far. I kinda wonder where you I can leave it alone, you're on my mind. Already gave you the time and the place, so don't be shy. Just come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give, I want it. I kinda like it when you call me wonderful. Whatever the type of talk it is, come on then. I gotta know you're meant to be the man I need. Talk to me, talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Be the man that I need, baby. Talk to me, be the man that I need. The same way, but I can't tell with you sometimes. So baby, let's get on the same page. Stop making me read between the lines. Already know I can leave it alone. You're on my mind. Already gave you the time and the place. So don't be shy.
What is the vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ? And we are here with Kylie Cantrell. So what is your favorite thing about being out on the road and touring?
I think just seeing their faces and the different energy in every city. It's always different. And someone or a crowd will bring something special each night. A new crowd, you know. So I'm just excited to get to see everyone in person and hear these songs being like sung live for the first time. You know, these songs that I've just been, you know, holding hostage in a studio writing, and then now it's out in the world and people have had time to, like, you know, connect with it, and being able to hear them sing the words to these songs and, like, you know, really, really know it is going to be such a pinch me moment. I can't wait.
Guys, we got more with Kylie Cantrell up next. But first, my guy, Malcolm Todd and Earrings on The Vibe, y'all.
Standing right here. Oh, one night I will. goddamn world out.
EJ, and we are here with Kylie Cantrell. And you know what's interesting? What I feel like would be the best part of going out on tour and doing these shows and watching the people's reactions and their faces as you're up there doing it. I would be over the moon just to see them reacting to the song in real time.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think like every part, having them, you know, dancing in the crowd, having them crying, like I think it's such an emotional journey, like this project, and I want that to also come across in the show. And the way that I'm visualizing the set list is that it's going to be very much like a journey the whole time. So getting to see their faces and, yeah, connect with them, it's going to be so cool.
Kylie, tell us, how can we get tickets to the show?
Head over to my website, KylieCantrell.com. It's all there. Don't want to miss it.
Go to the website, KylieCantrell.com. Get those tickets. You already know it's going to be a good time. Kylie, thank you so much for jumping on and chatting with us for a little bit. And like how I said, the invitation is always open. Whenever you want to come through, please let me know, okay?
I'll be back, EJ. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
Therapy Thursday.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
We are young.
the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Bring it back.
What's up, Los Angeles? It's The Weeknd.
Hey, it's Tate McRae.
I'm SZA.
Let's go.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Okay, here we go. Back to The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree.
Tanya Rad and EJ, you ever listen to the lyrics of Stupid Song and you think to yourself, who is this about? I don't know why, but I've been like listening to songs and their lyrics lately. And
oh, are you getting in your feels lately, EJ?
No, not really. You know what's funny? During that Mercury in retrograde a couple of weeks ago, I don't know what the hell was the matter with me, but every emotion, I felt it 10 times more intently.
Did you manifest last weekend during the Lionsgate portal?
I did not.
Oh my God.
But I feel like I'm always manifesting though.
If I weren't on vacation and I were here, I would have told you to
thank
manifest.
You. That's why you need to always be here.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo, Stupid Song on The Vibe.
New York City's never looked so blue. My friends are smoking blunts in the bathroom. They say that honest love is a cage that makes you feel free. All the girls at this party are so cool. It's never been the thing that I could do. But I can't help but imagine what you say when you speak of me. You're a spark in the dark and my clothes are caught aflame. You should feel how I feel when somebody says your name. I'm a car speeding down the boulevard without a break. Walking through the park with my head high. Lost all the cars.
deeply and truly sure.
Nobody wants somebody but
it's a thing that I can't ignore. Tell your friends that you're mine, I'm yours. With the hand of my heart, I swear.
Nobody wants
with Tanya Rad and EJ. Can I just tell you something? It is really interesting, and it takes a very strong person to put out a song like this that's this vulnerable, putting your heart on your sleeve. I don't know if I can be a singer and be that vulnerable. Talking about how your body is not ready and how you're, like, insecure with it.
Yeah.
It's something that we all go through, don't you think?
For sure.
Shout out to my guy, Somber. My body isn't ready on the vibe.
It's the 4th of July. My friends want to cast the tie. How I want to go, but I'll stay home. Ooh, wish you could stay the night, but I am scared of the light. I don't want you to go.
Just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything you ask me to.
and EJ. I feel like it is way too early for the pumpkin spice latte. Did you see how it's coming back August 25th?
I cannot wait. I love pumpkin spice lattes.
Don't you feel like it's way too early for that?
No, it's August.
But it's also like a million degrees outside still.
Tis time.
I'm going to still drink it though, but I still feel like it's way too early. Lady Gaga and Beyonce, Telephone on the Vibe.
Hello, hello, baby. You called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kinda busy.
Getting better by the second, yeah. And I go speed. nothing on me. And all the people that be doubting on me, they gave me witness my redemption. Now they up on my seat, got on heavenly feet. Had to put my heart on my sleeve.
About Anne Hathaway this week?
No, but I love her.
Okay, well, you're about to get very defensive because people are like claiming that she's faking her pregnancy.
Why would anybody fake a pregnancy?
Exactly.
Especially her.
We'll get into it when we come back on The Vibe.
Quick break, then back to The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
They say...
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework, come on show 'em what you worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Just on the night, like the 4th of July.
What's up, LA? It's Zara Larsson.
My name is Somber.
This is Saria Carpenter.
3, 2, 1.
Kiss Music starts now. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Did you know that people who have 102.7 Kiss FM set as their number one preset on the new iHeartRadio app are 4 times happier? Yeah, it's true. I read it on the internet.
We're literally just vibing. The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio is back.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My heart is inside. While I look up at you, I tried your pain right. Oh, when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It feels insane, right? I'll take the same fight. We at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside, but I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
She has literally been in like 500 movies this year. She was obviously in The Devil Wears Prada 2. Then she was in The Odyssey, which is still crushing it. Mm-hmm. And now End of Oak Street is her newest one that just came out. And she's been doing press for it. She wore this outfit that kind of showed her pregnancy bump on the red carpet. And uh-huh. Everybody is saying that it was like made from prosthetics and that it's not a real baby bump and that she's faking this pregnancy. And I'm just like, the girl has so many movies coming out. She's on top of the world. Like, she doesn't need to draw any more attention to herself. Why would she be faking a pregnancy?
Can I just say, because you looked at me when I said I hate the internet all the time. This is one of the main reasons why I hate the internet. Because I feel like sometimes it gives voices to people that make no sense. And first of all, why would someone like her, the one thing that I get from her is that she is so genuine and that she just seems like she oozes good person. Why would somebody fake something like this?
So the theory, if I may, is that she's having a surrogate carry this baby. It's like her baby. She's having a baby, absolutely. But that she's having a surrogate carry the baby, and she's just like faking that, like she's pregnant when she's actually not pregnant. She didn't want to probably go through all the symptoms and everything that comes with pregnancy. But I just think it's such a different time now. Like, people have surrogates
all the time.
Yeah, like, it's not, I feel like it used to be taboo, or it's not taboo anymore. So I feel like if she was having a surrogate, she would just say it.
Correct. Yeah. I don't understand the thought process of people doing the absolute most, clearly. Karol G and Bruno Mars, this song is so good. It's still on the vibe. Don't think that.